The Girl She Wanted, written by K.L. Slater and read by Kristen Atherton.
Prologue. Sunday, the 12th of April. Angus Titchford felt cheered when he pulled open his bedroom curtains at precisely 6:10 a.m. He sat on the edge of the bed to watch the glorious sunrise and realised with pleasure that it was going to be the perfect day. He'd been waiting in anticipation for weeks to sow the vegetable seeds in his freshly raked small allotment patch. The beetroot, carrots, and leeks would provide him with tasty meals in the summer months, and he'd be able to feed Josh and Jemima with homegrown goodness when they came to visit. It was Easter Sunday too, he suddenly remembered. Beth had popped round yesterday with the troublesome twins, as he fondly called his 5-year-old grandchildren, and they'd bought him a lint chocolate rabbit as a treat.
"You're not allowed to eat it until tomorrow, Grandad,"
Jemima had told him firmly.
"Because you might be sick,"
Josh added gravely.
"Oh, I see,"
Angus frowned.
"Well, that's a bit disappointing."
"That rule only applies to you two," Beth laughed. "Grandad's a grown-up, and besides, he isn't working his way through a dozen Easter eggs like you are." Angus had ruffled their hair and marvelled, as he often did, how 40-odd years could have flown past so quickly. He could remember quite clearly when Beth, a small child herself, had raced around this very garden clutching her Easter basket and searching high and low for the eggs her mother had hidden amongst the shrubs and flowers. His heart squeezed as he thought of Sandy, his dear departed wife. 4 years he'd been without her now. Since she'd been gone, he'd felt as though he was just going through the motions. But over the last 18 months, he'd perked up a bit, started enjoying life again. Pottering around the garden, spending time with the troublesome twins, and then he'd taken up bowls, joined the club a couple of streets away. He'd met new people who lived locally, and his game was improving too.
"Dad, are you feeling okay?"
Beth's concerned voice had brought him back to the moment. He'd blinked his moist eyes.
"Aye, I'm champion, love. Just thinking about you running up and down the garden on one of your mum's Easter egg hunts."
She smiled, laid her hand on his arm.
"We can do a hunt for these two next year, Dad. How about that?"
"I'm sure you'll manage to outfox them with your chocolatey hidey holes." Angus had nodded and smiled.
"You're on. I like that idea."
When the sun had risen fully, he stood up from the bed, grimacing as his joints creaked and grumbled. The first 10 minutes were the worst, until his body managed to somehow crank itself into order. The old rack was hardly a finely oiled machine these days, but he couldn't complain. Apart from the usual aches and pains that came with wear and tear, he was relatively healthy, and had so far miraculously managed to avoid the diabetes, ticker trouble, and breathing difficulties that many of his bowls club acquaintances had to put up with. Downstairs he made a cup of nice, strong Yorkshire tea, put his egg on to boil, and buttered his toast soldiers for dipping into the soft yolk. Sandy's voice rang in his ears, as it did regularly throughout the day now. "A few grapes and a sliced banana to go towards your 5 a day.
"Yes, dear. I shall do it now," he said mildly.
Despite often speaking to himself out loud, Angus hadn't lost his marbles. Far from it. He still had all his wits about him. Otherwise, how was he able to finish the Times crossword every day? He spoke to Sandy because he liked doing it. Simple as that. It comforted him to continue the routines they'd shared for 45 years. Sadly, the habit was set to be his demise on that Easter morning. Heading for the fridge to get the grapes, he slipped on a wet patch of floor, and the next thing he knew, he was lying flat on his back, with a breathtaking pain shooting through his hip and leg.